Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Shohei addresses the media. Arizona addresses their rotation. And baseball is on its way. Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's brought to you by SeatGeek, where you can use code TALKIN. My name is Jimmy. Jake is here. Trev is here. BBD is here. All three of them are wearing plain black t-shirts. I'm wearing a black shirt. It's not plain, but it's black. So I guess I partially got the memo. This is exciting news. Trev, how are you? As I get naked.
James.
This is sultry.
I like this a lot.
You guys have done this to me. Look at my hair.
Lot for this show. We need some more views. Now we're getting it. Should I do it too?
I'm struggling so much. The sweatshirt's tight.
Jim, I'll distract. Figure it out perfectly.
Okay. All right. Black shirt episode on its way.
Oh my goodness. Okay, guys. Ooh.
Trev?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not, but I'm doing great. Same old, same old. I got a sunburn. I got the pencil in my hat. Ready to talk about Shohei, which I haven't talked about on this program yet. And a little late night bomb for us in the snakes. That's nice. Jake, how you doing?
I'm good. Trev, James, Davis. The day before baseball and all through the house. Trev, you know about that. I'm hyped, man. I'm excited to see some games that count. I mean, I'm not Chris Rose level of testosterone, if you call it that, right now. Go check out Baseball Today for that. But I'm ready to go. And yeah, a little snakes present under the tree. Meanwhile they're doing like a Snakes Alive kind of docuseries on the snakes. And I got a heads up from their social media guy that. Get ready because you're about to be killed because I think they're documenting some clips during their run where I was like, it's not looking so good for the snakes. So I don't know, the fact that I guess I motivated the team to go to the World Series. I don't know. I guess my fingerprints are all over it. And now Jordan Montgomery, you know,
I like Jordan Montgomery. I like the snakes. I don't like the deal
as a friend.
No, not as a friend, but as a dude. A dude. But I guess that's the second topic. Got to address Shohei first. Because.
And maybe it's the other guy with Shohei.
Ipe?
Because he's under 5'10", right?
Shohei's so big.
It's tough to tell.
He's a hard, like, I don't know.
Well, if you're under 5'10", and honestly, it's become a large amount of my wardrobe, because I am. And the funny thing is, the clothes fits for the first time in my life, which I didn't put it. Why is it a little long? Under 5'10 makes modern basics for shorter dudes, including jeans, chinos, joggers, button-down shirts, hoodies, tees, and more, all at a great price. Some of their newest items include super soft joggers, ultra-stretchy casual pants, and long-sleeve t-shirts. I think my joggers right now are under 5'10". Usually my shirts are under 5'10". Anything you want, it's stylish and the solution that actually fits if you are, well, yeah. And when you use code OPENINGDAY at under510.com/JohnBoy, you'll get $10 off your order and get free shipping on orders over $150 and free returns. Head to under510.com/JohnBoy. Use code OPENINGDAY. $10 off your order. Our free shipping over $150. We need to reach out to them and tell them let's partner up with an MLB player under 5'10".
Okay.
Altuve, like Kwan.
It's a triple deal thing?
Yeah, and then we'll do like a photo shoot with them. We'll
put
a
little
Your favorite player under 5'10"?
I mean, it's kind of Altuve, which I know the people, you know, Dalton Varsho and I haven't been in the same room. I don't know. There's options. I should come up with my short boys list. That gets controversial. Speaking of,
Altuve is the number one most fun player to watch. But, yeah, Shohei came out and had his press conference, and it was bizarre because he read, like, one sentence at a time, and the translator read a sentence at a time, and, like, the translator, it wasn't, like, great. But if you go online, there was other translators that was like, here's a coherent reading of what Shohei was saying, which I found much more informative. There's, like, on Reddit and Twitter, people were like, wait, here's an actual, like, sentence structure and stuff. And then after that, a lot of people, like translators, Robert Stock, who's played overseas, a lot of players tweeted out and answered like one of the big questions that I and a lot of people that like are curious people had was, how could he get a hold of the money? And I'm pretty fine with, I'm satisfied that Ipe could have had access to Shohei's money after hearing all these people come out. Like, it was a translator that I retweeted him. I'm forgetting the name. But he was like, no, this is very normal. Like, they can't read English, so they sign up for banks. You do that for them. And he even said that some overseas players have a separate account that, like, an interpreter or their team can just do shit for them, pay the car payments, pay those payments, and have access to. That's, like, not even part of the main account. And then Robert Stock was like, dude, when you play... I retweeted this too. You have to put so much faith in the interpreter. He's like your fucking only way to communicate. So that question I'm satisfied with that, like, okay, a lot of people have come out and said, no, it's normal that he would have access and Shohei might not be monitoring it if he did have full trust. So like, that was a big question that I was asking and like, kind of like, and now I'm like, all right, fine. Heads up. I also thought Shohei coming out and kind of going on the offensive is pretty telling because his lawyers are going to tell him to just don't say anything if they think there's any risk. But telling him, no, dude, you can go call him a thief and say he stole. Like, that's like eBay going to go to jail now. So, like, Shohei's lawyers would only tell him, hey, feel free to do this, I think, if they felt like they were really solid in there to back that up. So, I got way more out of the Shohei presser than I thought I was going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I get the like lost in translation type situation, but even beyond that, I mean, I know so many guys and probably myself included who doesn't, you know, I don't keep an eye on all my accounts every single day. So my question was, where's the financial advisor? Like who is, he does have people that are watching his accounts. Where was that person and saying like, what are these wires for? Now, if he had a totally separate account that was more just like a checking account that he said, hey, just put some money in here and this will be my American spending account. Maybe that's how you get around that. And 100% Ipe could have gotten his passwords, gotten security codes. That's, to me, that's like not even a question that could have happened. That's very plausible. Especially because, again, I'll go back to it. Like a lot of guys who are playing ball, and how many stories have we heard prior to this about guys losing their money or getting taken advantage of? Like that's, the sports is littered with stories like that. This isn't something new. But specifically a guy like Shohei, I mean, since the day he's, you know, turned 17, like he was playing pro ball. And he had to put trust in people because he's like, I got to like focus on baseball. A lot of guys are like that. Let me just focus on baseball and I'll hire people or I'll have people take care of the rest, including bills, including like anything related to finance. So it's not far-fetched to me whatsoever to have him not even really know what's in his account. He's like, yeah, I'm making money. Like I got safeguards against this. You know, and if there was an extra account for the States, like all this is very plausible. The thing that really changed my mind, or not changed my mind, kind of like formulated my opinion on this, was when the whole like background stuff with Ipe came out. Like, you didn't go to UC Riverside, you didn't work for the Red Sox. That shit's shady, bro. Like, if you're willing to fucking lie about something like that, that's so easily looked up, like, you're brazen with your lies. So, like, it says a lot about that. And do I 100% believe that Shohei had no idea about this until the meeting? I'm not there yet. I still think there's a chance that he was just like, fuck, like, I'll help my boy out and I'll pay, you know, your debt off and we'll figure something out. Like, and I don't think I know maybe like legally you should get in trouble for that, but I also like don't think like you should get in trouble for that. If that's like the actual story, like, you're just being a good friend, fuck, you know? But I am, Ipe's background got me off. Like, I'm like, okay, this guy's, he could just be like a shadester. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Could be. I mean, it's, you know, there's part of me that didn't love that that was the only article that came out between this breaking and Ohtani coming out. But again, if this is all true, then like, we have that story, like, and it's not insane. Like, Ipe having access, it never super freaked me out. They've been together for a while and Shohei's got a lot of money. Like, that's not crazy to me. And a lot of agents and different people came out and said, yeah, like, that can happen. For me, it's Shohei not knowing at all. That part starts to get a little tricky because we know how close these two were. We think we know. I mean, they were together 365 days, Ipe's words, which, again, who knows if he is a fibber in all of this. Maybe that's a little. But, you know, everyone's posting the clips that their Dodgers press conference where Shohei's like, yeah, we're business partners, not friends. But he's laughing and making a joke. Like, these guys are obviously close that, I don't know, you'd like to think if you had a friend that was gambling that type of money, you'd know. But I guess if it's a friend that's gambling with your money, he might hide that from you. So I don't know. The story's been laid out. And that was, words aren't always my strength. Welcome to the show. That I was saying, like, I was happy that Ohtani was coming out as aggressive as he did, like Jimmy was saying, you know, because denying and like, hey, we're going to let the lawyers deal with this. And he closed with that. But to come out accusing someone of stealing, and I'm taking Pitch Ninja, Rob Friedman, who is a lawyer himself. So he put it into words I was trying to find. Cooperating with authorities, pressing charges, like, that's laying it out there. Because then if you are lying, and Shohei said he never placed a bet on any sport.
Yeah.
So to lay that out there, Shohei laid out the full I am innocent gauntlet. Ipe did this. And again, going back a week, this is someone that we would have considered one of his closest friends, or, you know, tightest in his circle, however route you want to do it. So the fact Shohei laid it out there, it's exciting for the baseball side that, hey, maybe this guy that we have anointed next and one of the best players of all time, he is fully clean. And he, you know, a guy he trusted screwed the pooch a little bit. I am interested to see what other details come out, because Shohei laying down that gauntlet, if something does go the other direction, that's going to raise a whole nother set of flags. But yeah, it's hopefully a good step.
Yeah, and the other question is of, like, the other big question was two for me were just, like, need to know because nothing was adding up really, or wanted to hear about it before, like, figuring everything out. One was, how does he have access? The other was, how does he get the line of credit? In my head, now I'm thinking, like, dude, Ipe could have just been telling the dude, hey, this is Ohtani's. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that bookie just kind of clicked in my head. No, I never really thought of it, but I should have thought of it, or I should have seen someone tweet it. Like, the bookie might just now be fucking finding out it was Ipe. Wait, that wasn't Ohtani? And he's like, oh, wait, how could I prove it? No, wait, I thought it was Ohtani. It's just text messages. Ipe could easily be texting and saying, this is Ohtani's money, don't worry. And that's how he would get extended the line of credit. So that kind of clicked in my head, too. If this dude's just a fucking liar,
Yeah.
Then that kind of makes sense,
too. I think we've established that he's a liar. Like, I think that's, like, established out there now. Like,
Ipe is
a liar.
There's one part that didn't add up from what the first report said, which was kind of, I was like, after coming to this, all right, fuck yeah, Shohei, he stole from you. Then I was like, wait, what? And it could just be lost in translation. But they said that when Ipe confessed to the locker room, the original report from Tisha Thompson and the reporters was that Shohei turned to, like, the other translator and, like, found out there and got mad. And Shohei said they went back, just him and Ipe went back to the hotel room together, just the two of them. And that's when he found out, which was just, like, again, for the people that are like, this, why do we keep having inconsistencies? Yeah. It was another inconsistency in the storytelling.
I think he said at that point he knew something was amiss, but didn't fully grasp it until he went back and talked to Ipe one-on-one.
Yeah, it could be lost in, like, event translation.
I also have one thing that still kind of bothers me, and it's the in the article it said a representative of Ohtani, so not Ipe, a representative of Ohtani was the one that said, oh yeah, Ohtani knew and was just helping his friend out. Then they changed their story. Who was that representative?
Well, apparently they're saying that representative just got told that from Ipe, who everyone believed. Because even Roberts just came out and was like, yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, he's like, it's going to be easier that our coaches can talk to Shohei a little more now, because apparently this was like, Ipe was the fucking, like, little finger. Like, everything goes through me. You can't talk to
finger.
The dude.
I love that, James.
What would you like to ask Shohei now? Stay away from Sansa, bro.
You get away from my girl.
Crazy shit.
When do we know anything timeline-wise?
Just likes
about
the Stark ladies, that's all.
He really did. Do we know anything timeline-wise? Like, is this investigation going to be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? Like, I guess that's where I'm kind of flying blind right now.
Is it weird that I'm over it? Like, I don't want it to happen anymore?
That's how I feel. All right, cool.
Right, like,
you've won me over. You've answered enough of my questions. Yeah. Let's play ball. Okay. Ipe, see you in jail.
Hey, if you're tinfoil hat crew, that's exactly where they wanted us to be.
Yeah, they got us.
So
you know what it is? But you see Shohei in a Dodger uniform, and I don't. There was good pictures of him in an Angels uniform. There was. But there's something different. He looks like a superhero. People have been saying that, and I was like, that's stupid. Then I looked at some pictures, and he's like wearing a lot of protective gear, and it looks like a fucking superhero outfit, dude. Like, he looks like he's got like a Batman suit on sometimes. They just got me.
I'm an innocent until proven guilty guy. Shohei's saying he's innocent, and Ipe said he's ready for whatever punishment's about to come. So I don't know. Again, maybe Ipe needs a new PR team, but
where does Ipe go now? What's he gonna do?
Where jail. Is he right now?
Is he gonna go to jail in California?
Did they just leave him when they flew back? And then he, like, can't be extradited? I don't know what that word means.
Yes, you do.
Seen it in movies.
I don't know where he is now.
And the Joker says he can get Lowe to talk. I don't know.
I would love if he just, like, went missing and he's somewhere in Korea now. Whatever. This is my life now. I'm on the run.
This is my life now.
I'm down for that story. Again. Where is Ipe? That's a good question, guys.
Crazy story.
Not at UC Riverside.
No, never was.
Is that about the school being like, no.
There's one, like, Japanese news outlet that people are linking where they tell the backstory and they say he went to casino school to become a dealer. And, like, but I don't know what to trust at all anymore. Like, that could be a lie Ipe said or just misinformation, or, like, I don't speak Japanese and it was a Japanese thing that they were posting. I don't know. So,
okay.
Shit's wild.
Speaking of wild, Trev, I know you're trying to get wild, get your joy mode on. Yes. You're always looking to have better sex. You know, when you step into the arena, I don't think anyone's saying, God, I want to have worse sex. So if you're looking to have better sex, Why don't you get involved with Joy Mode? Some of that over-the-counter erection pills, hello. They contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, include the risk of several other health problems. eBay. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode. Joy Mode, their trademark product, the sexual performance booster, is every man's solution for increased blood flow, firmness, stamina, and performance. It's like pre-workout for sex.
Mm-hmm.
I need to try this out. I'll try it out, and then I'll report back to you guys what's up.
That might be a YouTube. Well, I was going to say it might be a YouTube short we post, but I don't know if it can be. Mix with 6 to 8 ounces of water 45 minutes before getting it on, baby. Redefine your intimacy. Go to usejoymode.com/baseball. Get 20% off with code baseball at checkout. 20% off, free shipping. joymode.com/baseball, code baseball. Great sex, solved naturally. Click the link in the description.
I'll click your link.
Ooh. All right, so Monty goes to the Diamondbacks. 1 year deal worth $25 million with a vesting option?
Yes.
Do we know the, is it on the sheet? Do we know what that is yet?
It is $20 million with 10 starts in 2024. It's 22 and a half with 18 starts in 2024 and 25 with 23 starts in 24.
What?
Uh-oh.
In 20, yeah. So...
If he makes 23 starts, it'll match the first year, so it'll be 2 years, 50 total, if he wants it.
Boris have his, like, grandson do this fucking deal for him?
I mean, how old is his grandson, maybe? Yeah.
10.
I think Boris is old.
This is in complete control of the Diamondbacks.
Yes.
Well, it's a one-year deal.
But the vesting option...
Those numbers, it's Montgomery's option.
Yeah, it's Montgomery's option.
Vesting the Diamondbacks get option. No decision after this season. They just...
Yes.
It's just Montgomery can decide.
You can still talk shit about Boris because this deal is atrocious.
This deal sucks.
Like, this is great for the Diamondbacks.
Great for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, it's the offseason that Scott Boris had this year, it's just... It's bad. I think we're going to get into it a little bit here, but this is just in par for the course, really, for this offseason. Think about this, James. We just talked about this before the show. E-Rod got 4 years, 80. So he got guaranteed 20 a year for 4 years. And we're talking Jordan Montgomery, who has probably a better track record over the last couple of years. I mean, definitely a better track over the last couple of years, is looking at a 1 year 25. I mean, that's... Does that make any sense?
Not really.
No. And Monty, dude, just switched to Boris for his free agency. So I wonder if he's pissed, man.
He switched before this year? Ugh.
Like, he got recruited by Boris to switch for this year. And then was it seemingly an afterthought.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go with this. I mean, I think there, a lot of people are talking about, do the teams have something against Boris? Is this them finally sticking it to Scott Boris? I think that, I guess we'll get into it a little bit. Do you guys want to talk more about Montgomery? Or do you want to go into the Boris side of this?
Well, let's cover Diamondbacks. They have a lefty. E-Rod got hurt. How long is he out for? Do we know?
I haven't seen a timeline, but it's a lat strain. So those can kind of vary and re-trigger pretty easily.
Yeah, if on the throwing arm, that can be.
And you have a 4-year deal, so take your time a little bit.
When everybody is healthy on the Diamondbacks, they have a legit 5-man starting rotation, which is unfathomable because of where we thought they were last year or where they were last year at the beginning of the season. We said, these guys got 2 guys, and what the hell are they going to do? All of a sudden, you get Zach and Merrill Kelly back, and then Fott establishes himself in the playoffs. I think that's still a little bit of a question mark, but like we've seen him freaking do it at the highest level. So to me, him as a fifth starter is awesome. And then you bring in E-Rod, you bring in Monty, and now you're like a legit 5-man rotation. Like this, I think the NL West, the offseason that this fucking division had is one for the ages. every single team except the Rockies went out and made freaking plays.
Hey, they locked up Ezekiel Tovar.
And they brought back Kelsey Wingert. So that's maybe they had the best offseason of them all. But think about what happened in that division, what the Dodgers did. The Giants snatched up everybody for cheap. The Padres went out and traded for Cease and, you know, like got themselves back into contention. And now the Diamondbacks, I mean, sneaky, great offseason. I think the NL West is probably the premier division in baseball right now.
It's wild to think that, you know, one or potentially two of those teams is going to miss the dance. You know, the Snakes, who I have become an adopted son for, and I love the city. I love that fan base. They're ready for baseball. Like, that city's blown up. The sports in that city have blown up. And we wondered, like, hey, are they going to do much? Like, Lourdes Gurriel was kind of their biggest free agent. They resigned him. We wondered, they had all these young guys, like Jordan Lawler, top prospect, is coming. They had young pitchers break out during the postseason. They brought in two of the best lefty options in E-Rod and Monty. In the lineup, they re-signed Lourdes, like I mentioned. They traded for Eugenio Suarez, which third base had been kind of a hodgepodgey spot for them last year. And then they brought in the Jock Peterson, Randall Grichuk DH platoon that they added at every facet. That if you're a Snakes fan, you kind of came into this offseason a little bit blind, that you didn't know which way it was going to go. And not only did they make the one or two moves that you were kind of hopeful for, but they went above and beyond. And yeah, man, I mean, think about how long ago we were talking about the Boris Foran, where are any of these guys going to sign? It was all NL West. It's nuts. It's nuts, dude. So, like, you're going to have one or two very disappointed teams by the end of the year. That division should be an absolute bloodbath. And, yeah, the Monty side of it, I mean, it's a bit of a bummer, man. I think for the other guys, like you've heard me talk about, for Belly and Snell and Chappie, like I kind of think for them, if Matt Chapman has one good year again and hits free agency, I think he's going to get that long-term deal that he deserves. Snell, I mean, my God, he just won the Cy Young. That if he goes out and shoves again, there's just no excuses. Monty is really stable, and that's kind of what teams are looking for. That, I don't know, hey, maybe he goes out, shoves this year, gets another contract. I was going through a lot of the guys that kind of did one-year bet-on-themselves deals, and it ended up paying off. And there is a list there, but there's probably another list on another website of things that didn't. So it sucks. It sucks. Jordan Montgomery put himself in his best position to be a free agent. Like, he was peaking at the right time, mowing down Yordan in the playoffs, like, tapped into different stuff after he left the Yankees with the Cardinals and Texas Rangers with his fastball that, I don't know. It sucks that it landed like this. I'm stoked for the Snakes. But the Boris side of this, I think that's where things get bizarre.
Yeah, really bizarre. Because he has so many players next year now.
Yeah.
And if I was to be a fan and just have fun conjuring up theories.
Isn't that kind of what happens on this show?
Yeah, but people get very upset when we do it, even though that's like, that's we're just some dudes fucking around. I don't know. You look at what Boris has next year, and you're like, hey, guys, maybe we fuck him over this year. See if some people ditch. He's got now Corbin Burns, Max Fried, Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, Max Scherzer, Yusei Kikuchi.
Wait, no, he doesn't have Max Fried.
He's off. Burns, Montgomery, Snell, Scherzer, if he wants to go. Kikuchi, I believe. I had an old list of all Boris clients, and yeah, I found some that were like, I don't think that's right. So there might be some that, correct me if you know.
Soto, Bregg, Alonzo.
I've been trying to check. Yeah, the hitters is a lot. Frankie Montas, James Paxton, got them one-year deals. But like, you're not going to be a priority next year. No, so then no, you got... Yeah. Juan Soto, JD Martinez, Bellinger. They had Paul Goldschmidt on this list. It says he moved to Excel, so he's off. Alonzo, yeah. Bregman, Chapman, Conforto,
You know who's going to get all the attention? Juan freaking Soto is going to get all of the attention. And until he signs, it's going to be – I've seen it happen with him before, and I'll go back to, you know, the old school. Hosmer Moustakas days. He had both of them. He worked on Hosmer's deal, didn't get Moose anything.
And then, yeah, so the guys that I would worry about, Profar, Josh Bell, Joey Gallo, Justin Turner, they signed one-year deals. If they have a good year and think they can capitalize, that's what Mondy was just thinking.
Man, I'll jump in because I've got a little more free agency experience than you. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to throw the C word out there, but you have to wonder if the owners kind of, like, you know, looked at Boris's crop and Boris kind of became king of the world, and every year you're hearing he got blank $1 billion worth of contracts and blah, 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 and maybe they're sick of the weird quotes. I don't know.
Sick of the weird quotes.
maybe this is a bit of an odd free agency. Like we talked about it. The teams are freaked out by Snell's walks. We knew that was going to be a little unique. Belly had a gap, a massive gap in his resume. If this was just a business world, like he went to, basically looked like he left the working world for a little bit and then came back and was a stud. But I mean, for like Jordan Montgomery, that's kind of inexcusable. He's been stable, been good, and played better. That I'm interested to see. Are we going to get Boris Strikes Back next year? Like, is this going to be, is Scotty B going to be doing like package deals next year? Like, well, if you want the A guys, you really want Alonso? Well, you're going to have to throw Monty that 4-year deal too. Like, you need a starter. I don't know, man. Entered a weird spot.
Here's the thing. I agree with you. Like, all those guys you mentioned, Belly, Snell, Chappie, JD Martinez, you can all point to certain things to say, okay, we're going to pump the brakes on these guys. Good ball players, great ball players even. But you can say stuff about them if you wanted to. You can nitpick. Montgomery, you can't. Like, this guy is a tried and true lefty starter who's had success over the last couple years, been a workhorse. Like, there's really no reason why he should be getting a 1-year deal. There's no freaking reason. So next year is going to be interesting. I don't want anyone to misconstrue this because, you know, say what you want about Boris. You kind of have to respect the guy. He's been on the game for a long freaking time. He's been doing it for a long time. Like, he's in it, right?
He's gotten a lot of players paid, which is a good thing.
It would not shock me if we did, as you were saying before, James, have a few guys leave. If you're a guy who has said, this is my year to capitalize on all my hard work, I'm finally in this window. If in my head, if there's even a fucking chance the teams are saying, I don't want to work with this guy, it makes me think, what should I do? What's best for me and my family? Because in the end, there ain't no loyalty really between agents and players. Like, there just isn't. They're all kind of like, they're doing what's best for themselves. It's the truth, okay? It wouldn't surprise me if we saw some guys leave. And I'm not, like, advocating for that. I don't want anyone to think that like that. Because, again, I told you guys before the show, like, Scotty B has always been really nice to me. He doesn't have to be. So, you know, on a personal level, I think he's great. But business side of this, I think we might see some of the big boys go. If you're Corbin Burns, you switched from CAA last year to Boris. I wouldn't be surprised if he switched again.
Me neither. I'm interested. Like, it's hard to find a list of players. A lot of the players that one article has under Boris are actually Rep 1 agency, which I'm not familiar with. I don't know if they'll like split off or something. They're from Irvine. Isn't Boris from Orange County?
Yeah, they're Orange County. You know, Scott Boris came to my house. Actually, no, he didn't. He sent one of his guys to my house before the draft. And I said, sorry, bro. That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
He didn't really want me. He's like, this guy's not that good. So
he sent his grandson.
Actually, I think Boris won that battle. So whatever.
Whatever. Of the top 10 free agents signed, in order of guaranteed money, Boris didn't crack the top 3. Otani, Yamamoto, Nola, Then Snell, Bellinger, Monty, then Gray, which is not Boris, then Chapman, then Hader, who's not Boris, then Younghoo Lee. I don't know. Next year's offseason is going to be a mess if Soto holds everything up. And the pitching market is cool next year, so I'm interested to see. Like, it would, content-wise, fandom-wise, there's a lot of names that could make for, like, a really fun early offseason moves and stuff, or like, you know, evenly spread out. I hope we don't have more players not signed in March than we did this year.
I do think an overlooked aspect on all this is, like, what's going on with the TV deals and, like, what teams are going to are projecting, you know, those deals to come in the future, because those are big deals for them. We're talking $60-70 million a year deals that, you know, quite possibly aren't going to be as fruitful, like, and realistically aren't going to be as fruitful. So I think there's a little bit of that aspect that I feel needs to be mentioned. How much our team's going to, like, lean into that is kind of the problem. Like, these teams could just point to that right away and say, oh, this is why we're not signing guys and this. But I think it is a real problem with trying to project payroll and where they want to be. Is they don't, there's a lot of uncertainty in that arena. Not for all the teams that have their own networks and all that, like, that's going to be an advantage for them. But the teams that are relying on the regional sports networks and don't know what those deals are going to be, I think that is an actual issue going forward for some teams.
So I've got a couple of the topics we've run into, and King Buster Olney has just been going ham on Twitter lately. He's ready for the season. He's in Chris Rose mode.
Wait, hold on one second. Right. You mean my rival Buster Olney?
I think we're Team Buster, dude. Like, don't make us pick. He's kind of short king of the year. And he's talking about some of these deals, and I'm also talking about the deal with Bloomberg and our guy A-Rod, another guy who's ready.
You guys take Buster, I'll take A-Rod.
Okay, who's ready for the baseball season. And the deal, co-hosted by Yankees legend Alex Rodriguez and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly, they're speaking to big-time athletes, Maria Sharapova, Michael Strahan, Derek Jeter. The deal takes you behind the scenes in the world of sports, media, and entertainment, dives into the wins and losses. We just talked about that, wins and losses of the sports business a little bit. And I think the Jeets one just came out, so go check it out. The Bloomberg, from Bloomberg Podcast and some Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to the deal on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Click the link in the description. Okay, so I'm going to rip off a couple from King Buster real quick. Jordan Montgomery, this was retweeted, Derek Gould, who I believe covers the beat for St. Louis. Jordan Montgomery signs for the same AAV as Sonny Gray. Shorter term, less of a guarantee. That contract can look a little interesting in hindsight. Buster Olney himself, Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery, two left-handers coming off career years, and combined, they receive $50 million less in guaranteed money than Glasnow. How about that? And then he retweeted Kelsey Winger, which, okay, so Buster's just locked.
Are we frozen?
I was going to keep it going for the audio. Kelsey Winger, just some moves in the NL West. Shohei, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Teoscar, Soler, Snell, Chapman, Junghoo Lee, Monty, Erod, Gurriel, and that leaves out a couple other pretty solid ancillary players, but that summed a lot of it up.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, I don't know, man. It really seems like something might have happened. They do have GM meetings, and there's a lot of talk. And man, it's just,
could it be as simple as the Dodgers were the only team to really spend money this year, and the Dodgers don't work with Boris?
I don't know. I going back to Erod versus Montgomery and the guarantees that he got, and maybe Montgomery got offered that deal and he said, no, I don't want to take 20 AAV for 4 years. But the difference in those two guys, I mean, in those two contracts is quite telling to me.
And that's, I guess, around baseball, there's a Boris part of this, and it gets a little tin hat theory, and we've been doing a lot of that lately. But also you wonder how teams might have misread or saw the market. Like Erod 4 for 80 happened pretty early for the Snakes. Like if they knew how this free agency would play out, does that go differently? You know, I remember when Stroman signed, we thought it was like crazy bargain bin compared to some of these more recent deals. I still like it, but it's also, it's not as much as I thought. So I don't know. I mean, Giolito got 2 for 40, and that was kind of, we all had a knee-jerk reaction to that. That I don't, when you look at all the transactions now and look at the scope of free agency, weird one.
Is Giolito Boris?
He's CAA. Jung-Hoo Lee, a guy that's never played a Major League Baseball game.
Here we go.
Got 6 years, $113 million. Matt Chapman, who consistently puts up 3.5 and above war, got 3 years, 54 with opt-outs. From the same freaking team, dude.
The Glasnow one, yeah, not good.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think
Do
you think it'll unfreeze? Can you see us, Trev?
I can hear you guys loud and clear, but we're all frozen on my screen.
Okay.
Probably just a pop-up at the end.
Yeah. Future, we should pause. Fix it. There you go.
I think that's it. What else we had to cover?
Opening day is coming.
Yeah, I think we close it up.
Oh, we gonna do predictions?
No, not with it frozen.
Guess what? I'm gonna be doing on baseball today about zillion predictions. So check that out.
Nice.
Sheesh.
And we'll be live all day, 1 o'clock Eastern till 10 p.m. Eastern tomorrow for all of the opening day games that fall in that slate of time. So come check it out, JM Baseball.
Let me call in a few times. Talk with the boys.
Twins game.
Twins are going to roll. Cole Reagans?
Lefty DeGrom.
The lefty DeGrom, but he's going up against Pablo Lopez. Great name. Really, if you think about it, it's a great name. Pablo Lopez.
Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.